if a child
that's going a far ways back to get that.
Mental health, I know.
People don't use them anymore.
If a child were the image of his father, you might say the boy, what's his father?
Looks like his father.
Okay. If his face were like his father, if his figure were like his father, you might say the boy, what his father?
Resembles.
Okay. And if his behavior were like his father, you might say he...
acts like his father.
If a child were being ugly, you might say, if you don't behave yourself, you're going to get...
spanking.
Okay. What are some different degrees of punishment?
Well, a whipping, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Putting them to bed.
Uh-huh. Okay. And this is the word grow up. You might say,
We'll grow up.
Uh-huh. Or we what in a hurry?
Grew up in a hurry.
Okay. Or we had what before we
grown.
Had? Okay. And the term for an infant born out of wedlock?
Illegitimate.
Okay. You have any less proper terms for that that you would use if you wouldn't use them? You need to say them. A child whose both parents are dead.
Often.
Okay. And if a person who might take care of an orphan, but it's not their one of their parents.
Foster parent.
Okay. Or if they didn't adopt them, but they just like they might be their uncle and they just sent them money. You might say, my uncle is my...
guardian.
Okay. If someone wasn't related to you, you might say he isn't...
he is not related to me, or he is no relation.
Okay, would you ever use kin? He's no kin to me?
Yes, you do use that sometimes. He's not kin to me.
Okay. What if a person who came, if say if a Japanese person were in America, we'd refer to him as a... or a Spanish person, or anybody from overseas, we'd probably call what?
Immigrant.
Uh-huh, or just someone who's we're not used to. Another word for an immigrant. A person who comes from a far place, we'd probably call what? And I wish I could think of a better term for it. I know you know it. Like a stranger, there are some people who are strangers, but if it were a very strange stranger, you might say he's a, especially if you were from a different country. I'll let you know.
Foreigner.
Okay. And what, is there a difference to you between foreigner and stranger?
No. Yes, there's a difference in foreigner and stranger.
Uh-huh.
A foreigner is a person who, as you say, comes from some other country.
Uh-huh.
A stranger, it might be a stranger too, because a stranger is a person you never knew before.
Okay. The name of the mother of Jesus?
Mary.
Okay. And the name of George Washington's wife?
Martha.
Okay. And this is... what I'm trying to do to get this name. This one is the first book of the New Testament.
Exodus.
Uh-huh. Or that's of the Bible. This is the New Testament.
Oh.
Well, I'll let you just read these two. There's no sense in trying to guess them.